It's odd feminam. It's a unique pretty much to her, I think, that I would use that.
Oh.
I would have used it to my grandmother, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's intimate with politeness, whereas something, I don't think I have anything that I say today, as I say madam, mm-hmm. if I'm distancing myself. Mm-hmm.
You know. What sort of exclamations might you utter if you were angry or upset?
You want these?
Yes.
Well, that depends. I admit that depends. I certainly would say hell or damn. Occasionally, God damn it. Mm-hmm. Shit. That's, you know. Mm-hmm.
Anything different that you might say if you were just surprised?
Just surprised. Good surprised?
I suppose.
I could say all of those things. I wouldn't say shit. I would say... What would I say? Good God. Yeah.
All right. If you met someone to a friend, what might you say in asking about their health?
I'd say, how have you been? How are you feeling? Mm-hmm.
And suppose you were introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
See, again, that depends on if it's an older person, a younger person.
Well, take it any way you like.
Introduced to someone. If it's a polite sort of situation, I say things like, I'm very glad to know you. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to meet you. Someone more my age, a little bit more informal or younger, I might say, how are you?
Would you ever say, how do you do?
How do you do? No.
Okay.
I don't really say that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever? Or is that just an older expression?
I don't think so.
Expression?
Yeah,
just,
I don't
okay.
think
so. Okay, if you enjoyed a person's visit, you might say, come back.
Please come again soon.
Okay. What would you say to someone on the 25th of December as a greeting?
Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas. I said both.
Are you familiar with the expression Christmas gift?
The expression mm-hmm. Christmas gift?
As a greeting?
No.
Okay. How about the 1st of January?
I'd say Happy New Year.
All right. And to express appreciation besides thank you, would you say I'm much?
Mm-hmm. I'm much obliged. No, I wouldn't say that.
All right. You might say, I have to go downtown today to do some...
To do some shopping?
Mm-hmm. And when you bought a present for a gift, you might ask, well, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper and...
Wrap it.
And yesterday he...
Wrapped it.
And when you got home, you...
Unwrapped it.
Okay. If you had to sell it for less than you paid, you'd say you were selling it...
A loss.
Mm-hmm. If you admire something but don't have the money to pay for it, you say, I like it, but it...
What I say is, I like it, but I can't get it right now. I use a euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say it's too expensive.
If you were being more direct than that, you might say, it blank too much.
It costs too much. Mm-hmm. It costs too much.
All right. A graduate student might say, next week my term paper is...
Is due.
Okay, if you belong to a club, you might say you have to pay your...
Your dues.
Yes. If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to...
Borrow some.
All right. A banker refusing a loan might say money is...
Tight.
Or...
Scarce.
Mm-hmm. A boy would run down a springboard and...
Dive in.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday he...
Dove in.
And he has...
He's dived.
Okay.
Is that right?